Okay, welcome to BCH Technologies. Today, I'm going to show Rebecca how to make a refillable cartridge. And Rebecca never refilled any cartridge before, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So we're going to do one each. So I'll give this nice, those called virgin cartridges is made by Canon. So never be refilled before.
Okay.
So it's first time. So it's they call it virgin, and this is non-virgin third party cartridges.
Okay.
And you can see it's made by Canon, but the people already refilled it. Twice.
Okay.
And you can see it kind of gross here.
Yeah, that is kind of gross.
Zoom in.
See that build up and.
Oh yeah. Okay. So. Okay, this is yours and this is mine.
Okay.
I like, first thing I do is I like to protect the print head. This is a print head.
Okay. Protect your print head.
That's
gotcha.
All where your money is.
Okay.
So what I do is I get a piece of tape, and this is non-sticky part.
Gotcha.
Okay. I don't want the sticky part stick to the print head, so I flip backwards.
Okay.
And I need to protect the electronic ribbon.
Okay.
So I'm about to start where the ribbon is.
Okay.
And then I just hold like this. So this is a sticky part.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I got one more tape here. Okay.
Gotcha.
Like this. And this part is I protect. We're going to use super glue. I protect the super glue dripping down. And then mess up with the electronic ribbon.
Yeah, don't want to mess up the electronic ribbon because if it ruins, mm-hmm. then you can't use it over.
Right.
Gotcha.
So I'm gonna stick it a little bit higher.
Okay.
And bend over, and so you can see if the hot glue, the super glue drip down, it's not gonna mess up with the ribbon.
I see that.
Okay.
It's both sides are protected.
Mm-hmm. You want to give it a try?
Sure.
Not yours.
Sorry. I made mine a little bit longer, but that's okay. And the gloves don't help. Okay. There we go. Right there.
It's not bad. Yeah, this part is like I can let hang or you tap the over. The problem with this actually is if the hot glue, if the super glue drip down,
okay,
you still get soaked.
Okay.
So I'll cut this part off. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll
retape it.
Do it. Yeah. So make sure this
it's
is
right below the line. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Got another one.
Okay.
Yeah, there are some customers that they tape the
entire thing.
The entire thing.
Yeah. You don't want to do that. You need to be able to.
Oh, the next door. I mean, they just have this party all the time.
Yeah, I know. I was hearing that already. I was like, oh, great music this morning.
The problem is, they only have three songs. That's it. They just play it over and over and over.
Yeah, probably they listen to somebody's phone,
mm-hmm.
their PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't. You need to glue a little bit higher.
Okay.
I can just put it here.
I kind of got wrinkled on my on my gloves, but okay. Put it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just glue it one.
The first time I'm doing this, so
I like a make sure this part just like a
okay,
like
a little
this.
Bit more,
yeah,
okay, by the dot,
yeah,
gotcha.
So make sure, the glue gonna draw drip down, so
okay,
I think this is yours,
yes, and
this is
yours,
yeah.
Yes,
so this is mine. This, oh, I haven't done this yet, and this is a lots of non-virgin, they have this label here.
Okay.
It's another set of chips.
Okay.
And actually, if you peel this off,
so it's a lot smaller.
This is the same model. So if you peel this off, it can become this.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it does. It they block this, so I will show a full tank of ink. Wow, this is nasty. I never refilled anything this nasty before.
Wow.
Wow, look at that.
I see that. It's just gone right through.
Yeah.
See.
If we can refill this, anything can be refilled. Okay.
Okay.
So it looks good. So second thing I like to do, cut this label. So it gave me the model number. Because I have so many models look exactly the same, so I just put it here.
Okay.
So in the future, I can look at this, I know which model it is.
Okay.
And you can see how they refill it. So
I see.
They just drill three holes. It's interesting.
Okay.
So this one is the same. I just cut this.
Wants to stay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I like this. I think I ruined it anyway. Okay, I'll just, this is enough to tell me what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Oh, now it's my turn, huh?
Mm-hmm. Be careful. don't cut your finger. Do you know how to peel apple?
I do, but okay. That's with a knife, not with a razor blade. Uh-huh. So yes, I do know how to.
I try to teach my kids how to peel apples. Like, so first thing to do is point the knife towards you.
Wow.
Second thing is push.
Got it off, but it wasn't the way I want it to be got off. So I'm gonna come up here and try that side then.
I'll tell you what, maybe we'll just use a magic marker.
You have a magic marker?
Don't do that. Look too dangerous to me. Oh, yeah.
I got
okay.
it.
Okay. Nice.
There you go. I got it.
You got it.
Do you want me to do this one too?
Yeah.
So I see like the bigger numbers on the bottom. It's kind of harder to get off.
Really?
And it splits, so I might just go for the top one because it seems to be the one that I want. There we go.
Think of this.
Got another one.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. There we go.
Okay.
So I got both of them.
Next one is the hardest part of this. I try to explain to people.
Okay.
I don't know why people don't get it, and what you do is actually put it back a little bit. Anyway, I put it on the edge so I have more room here.
Okay.
So what I do is I just find this seam.
Okay.
Just push the knife in. Just do like this.
Okay. And it pops right open. Gotcha.
I don't know why it's so hard. Try it.
Okay.
That's your first time, right?
Yes, this is my first time.
We're not stage, right? This is a real cartridge. No, another way. Oh, sorry.
And there's the... Okay, so on this side, you want to make sure it's on
The bigger head towards here.
Okay, yeah. So like this, mm-hmm. You want like that.
You want to sort like a... I always like look at this, then you cut like this.
Okay.
Don't cut your fingers.
I'll try not to.
Okay.
I got it. Yay.
Why is it so hard?
I don't know.
Okay, get another one.
Okay, I'm going to try this one. So which seam? This one here or this one?
The first one. The first one, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's why. Maybe people cut in the second one.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yeah.
There's my second one. That was real easy.
Mm-hmm. Let me cut mine.
Okay.
Okay. So next one is sanding.
Okay.
I normally do not take the sponge out because there are lots of debris after you sand it.
Okay.
And lag. Okay. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you compare yours ungrounded, you can see there's a groove.
Yes, I see
okay.
the groove.
Now you can see it's totally flat.
Yes, and okay. it's smooth.
Right, another thing is after grounded, there may be some thing here. So you just use a razor blade to make sure there's...
The edges are cleaned out and scraped. Yeah. Gotcha. Just get all that debris. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to try?
Sure. So this is mine. Mm-hmm. There's something that just fell off. Mm-hmm. So, that looks pretty good. Maybe a little bit more. Alright, and then I got...
I still can't see the groove here.
Okay. There we go. I don't see no groove.
Okay, good.
Nice. Mine's all nice and smooth.
Now the color one, don't forget which color it is.
Okay.
This is magenta and the cyan and the yellow.
Yep, gotcha. Okay. A
little
bit more.
Mm-hmm. Not a little bit.
I still see the seam. That's okay. Now it looks good.
Okay, this maybe it looks okay. Actually, this one, the color one, is the hardest to put on color. I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah. That was going a little bit more. So just see this. Your turn.
This is the one you can see all the little grooves in the knife. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I don't know. Can you see? Still
yeah, so
I
can
a little
see
bit more. There we go. Oh, that's good. I don't see any more, yeah.
Okay, so after that, I'll clean up this. I'll get another piece of paper. Next step, I normally do it in the bathroom. So,
the washing, the filter.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll try to do it here.
Okay.
So this is the black.
Okay.
I just remove the sponge.
Gotcha.
See the nice clean. Yeah. So this is like a cannon. They just gave a little bit of ink.
Gotcha.
And so it's not even full.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So what are we going to do is we're going to fill this whole thing with ink.
Okay.
Then you're going to print lots more pages.
Okay.
Yeah. And color one, let's see. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. That's the nasty one.
That's the nice one, yeah.
Grab the sponge. It's not really used at all.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not sure this one can be saved. I mean, it looks like the yellow one is totally is leaking.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. So I'll go get some more.
There we go. Here's my sponges. Okay. As you can see, it's all empty. There's nothing in there. Set those aside.
Okay, I'll throw the water. You might hold
okay.
it. Just clean it. Yes.
Okay, so just a little bit of water.
Yeah. Maybe I've got a bigger container than this. Okay, sorry guys, we're gonna do it in the trash can.
kind of it's a bigger bucket, so I'm going to move this over just a little so you guys can see. I don't know if you can see, it's kind of dark, but just rinse it out really, really well.
Okay, quite ready for yours.
Later. Sorry for the wet paper, but I can still see it. This is not going to be clean, and you're going to get things everywhere, so that's okay. Just make sure you wash really good with some soap, and try not to wear any professional attire, because ink won't come out.
That sounds like a pro now.
No, just ink gets everywhere. I have learned that.
Yeah, if you're at home, you probably want to like wait a little bit longer than us for this to dry.
Should I be worried that it's
No, it's this one is totally protected. So let me stop here.
I already started.
Okay. Yeah. For the first time, you want to practice a little bit. What I usually do is, because you only get one chance to put it in.
Okay.
So. What I like to do is I push this edge, and I match this first. Then I press it down.
Okay.
The hard one is the color one. Yeah. Color one is the same thing. I push this edge, make it pretty lined up, and then I press it down.
Okay.
Gotcha. You want to try yours?
All right. So this one's the black one. Sorry, just trying to get a little bit of water out of there. Black one.
Yeah, that's the easy one.
And this is my color one. Just get my stuff in there. And here's my cartridge.
Okay, you want to try again? Just make sure next time you... Now we're back. Okay, next one, let's do the black one first.
Okay.
Here's the tube. I'll get a tube.
Okay.
Everybody got a tube. So you screw it up, and that's gonna activate it.
I can. Mine don't want to come off.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't want to come off.
Oh, it is.
It's already open.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's open. Okay. So don't squirt it.
I'm trying not.
Be careful. Yeah. Yeah. One time I glued my two fingers together.
Oh wow.
It took a while.
Okay. So just around the edge.
Yeah. This one,
and then hold it.
And hold it, and use a rubber band
to put it, make it tight to hold it in place for the drying process.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then look, this seal is all solid.
Gotcha.
Okay. Another thing I like to do is unplug it so it don't have too much fumes inside.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So the fumes get out.
Yours?
Okay. So I'm gonna follow my edge. Somebody who doesn't mess with super glue, I'm doing pretty good. all right.
Okay.
Put that there for a second. If I remember correctly, it's this way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do have a customer glue it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I like her send it in because she said after put the cover on, it doesn't fit. I said, no way it doesn't fit. And I let her send back, and they said that backwards.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, you can only do for the black one. There's no way you can do that for the color one.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay, the color one, it'd be a little bit different.
Okay.
The thing is, you have to glue this.
Okay, the T.
So, yeah, the T. And so for it to have enough ink, I also pre-glue this T too.
Okay.
So what I do is I do the round, the surroundings first.
Okay.
Okay.
do the T.
Yeah. And then I take the cover.
And do it in the T.
Yeah.
Good. Try to be careful with it.
And, okay, I do have another customer that forgot to glue the T, so all the color mix up with each other.
Oh, okay.
It's
so
the same
it's
thing.
Really important.
Yeah, you make sure it's all solid.
Oh, you know what I forgot to do?
Mm-hmm.
I have to take my thing out so it can defume. Alright. Plug.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're gonna have fume anyway, and just it just help a little bit. If you really don't like, you want a, like a really clear, maybe you get a some like a blower, just blow the air in.
Air can.
Yeah.
Air can blower.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right. Okay.
Alright, let's do mine now. AT. So, you see, you start with the outer.
Mm-hmm. It looked like you've done it like many times.
No, I'm just meticulous with my hands and hold on, come out. There we go. There we go. So I got mine. I'm going to start with the top first and put it down.
Oh, hold on. I forgot another.
We got to get another rubber band.
Yeah, got it.
There you go.
Okay. Okay, that's for the first part.
Okay.
Go. Yeah, just be careful when the first time when you lean over, there'll be some ink coming out.
Okay. Try. So is that what you do, is you fill it all the way up like that?
Yeah.
And then get your plug. I'm taking and filling up mine now. Mm-hmm. So this is black. Just do it in there. Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Did something wrong there already. A little bit further in there. Is that it?
It doesn't matter. Just don't get air bubbles and then it will bubble up. I think it'll go getting too deep.
Okay.
Do you still have ink or is it empty?
It's empty now. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. I'll get a new bottle.
I thought it was still had some in there. Mm-hmm. So sorry for the air bubbles. Try not to get the air bubbles in there. It's halfway there. Thank you. All right. Ooh. Do you stop right there?
I'll feel a little bit more.
A little bit more? Okay.
Yeah. It really doesn't matter. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And then just put your plug in. And can I have the paper towel? Actually, here, sorry. Didn't know I had some. Just wipe up the excess, right?
Yeah.
Is that? That was for me. Okay. I was like, that's not leaking, is it? Oh, no. This will also let you know if there's any leaks, right?
Yeah, leaking is, I mean, is from the bottom is a good thing. I mean, we don't want to get it clogged.
So I'm going to start with my red, and the red is the top.
Good.
Okay, let me clean up a little bit of the ink that fell out. Put my plug back in. There we go. There's my plug.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know if that's sealed.
If it's not sealed, it works. If it's not sealed, you can just go back and use the kind of glue, not the the super glue gel like this.
Oh, the gel. Okay, yeah. The gel to seal
yeah,
it
like
up.
Yeah, it'll take a day to seal it, but you can just like put it around the edge.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry, just fill up the rest.
All right, we got blue mm-hmm. going on. Let's pop that bubble. There we go. Wipe that up a little bit.
Yeah, as long as you seal the middle correctly, the T correctly, the outer edge, you can go back and reseal it.
Okay.
But the inner one, there's, I mean, you have to cut the cover off and redo it.
There's that one, and there's my yellow plug.
Yeah.
All right, let me
clean
that up.
Yeah, let me try the magenta, see if that's the problem.
It is.
Darn. That's okay, we still. So we leave the cartridge dry for a couple hours, ideally overnight, so the glue can be dry. To test if we glue the cover airtight, we can blow air into the air holes. Those white ones, there's a little hole in the middle. So when we press the syringe in, we're going to see if there's any leaking on the side of the cover. So for example, the magenta is leaking air, and then after we test two other colors, the two other colors are airtight. So it's very easy to fix. So what we do is first thing is you drain the ink out so you don't get the cartridge top wet. Then you add more super glues on the edge, and then you can leave it for a couple more hours. If I blow air into the air hole here, the ink will come out from the bottom. So if
okay.
there is anything clogged, and it'll blow the clogs away.
Okay.
So I'll put like 1 mL of air.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
I heard that one.
So this one's clogged really is a really strong clog. So
what do we do in that situation?
So okay, well, what I'll do is I get this and then fill it up with some water.
Okay. And just set it in there?
Just set it in there for a couple hours.
Okay.
To dissolve the clog.
All right.
And another thing to do is so there's nothing coming out. So this is really clock solid. So another thing to do if the water doesn't work, what I'll do is I get these BCH cleaning solutions.
And that's the green clean.
Clean, yeah, green. Now you can do like the transparent one.
Just as long as it's a cleaner?
Yeah.
Okay. And let it sit there for a second?
Yeah, I'll put it in a couple hours.
Okay. So we're gonna go ahead and put it in the printer right now to try and see if we can't unclog it completely.
Okay, the printer has a function to unclog it. Go device on printers. And we go printing preference and the maintenance and deep cleaning.
Deep cleaning maintenance,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna do it twice, then we wait 2 hours and do two more and see if it works.
Okay. So it's completed its process.
Yeah. And they also need to print a check pattern.
So it'll give you
a test
print.
Yeah. Let's say Rebecca's first refill.
Hopefully it did good.
No, it's not. It's only half of, so it's just like what we said, like half of them is clogged, half is not.
Yeah, so you can see the lines on the top. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, my finger. So it's not complete. Mm-hmm. So it's still clogged.
Mm-hmm. So we'll take this guy out and clog it a little bit more.
Okay.
So if you see that one we soaked in is already unclogged, say all the...
Yeah, I see it.
Wow. So it's the difference between water and the actual cleaning solution.
I see that. Mm-hmm. It did clean out that one that was mm-hmm. really clogged up there, huh?
Okay.
Get and that bottom. One is done. Mm-hmm. So let's do the test print on that one. Well, it looks a lot better.
That's perfect.
There we go. That's okay. What you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
With the black.
Yeah, let me see.
So that's black. I don't know. Is it just because it's wet that there's kind of like smudged on the line? Is that fine?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Because it's wet.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Now we're going to do the top one.
Okay, here's your first refill.
Okay.
Is it hard?
No. Okay. No. And there's some steps, and there's always, you know, second guessing, but, you know, I think this video should help people with that. So the black is still kind of smudged.
Yeah, it's because it's a transition from the old ink to the new ink.
Okay, yeah, so it's just filling it out.
Yeah, you can do one more deep cleaning and...
one more deep cleaning?
Actually, I don't think so. I think it's already used up the ink by one print here.
Okay.
So let's print the second page, it'll be different.
Okay, we're doing our second print page. And he is stating that it should run it all out, the old stuff.
Yeah.
And the new stuff should be in there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it looks like it already. You could see the BCH.
Mm-hmm.
And everything filled out pretty good. So you might have to do two test print pages just to make sure that the...
Yeah, I can see it's much better already.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just need to use up the old ink.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, you just do a little bit of deep cleaning.
Okay.
I'll do it.
That works. So are we going to do the top one?
Yeah. You think regular people will be able to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm a regular person and this is the first time I've done it, and I think I'm doing pretty good. You know, don't discourage people.
Is this guy, which is it's time to reset your cartridge.
Ah.
So what you do is you just hold down the stop button.
Stop button.
Just
okay.
Hold it down until
it goes away.
Goes away.
So hold down your stop button and it should go away.
Oh, it's up there. Sorry, it's this guy. Sorry.
Oh.
Got the wrong printer.
Wrong printer. Sorry about that.
Now it went away.
Okay, so it was the top printer.
Yeah, after you refill, it will still show the low ink level.
Okay.
Until it come to this error.
Okay.
So lots of people ask me, like, what I do is still low ink. Just keep printing until you get this window.
Okay.
Just hold down the stop button until the windows go away, and then it will print forever.
Okay.
Yeah. So the bottom one is all good.
Yeah, I can see that now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still waiting on
the color one,
but we had that little error.
Mm-hmm.
So we took care of that error. We just pressed that stop button and it should go away.
Whoa, what you know?
It got unclogged. Look at that, nice and pretty.
Okay, let me just print two more pages to impress people.
So two more pages are going to be printed just to make sure that it shows that it's working right. It's the test print here. And it should be the same type of yellow coming out on it. As you can see, sorry for the shadow, but it looks pretty good. It looks a little dark though. Not so bright. It might just need to be a little bit cleaner. You see that one? Printing again, just to make sure that that cartridge is clean.
Okay, you can see the bottom, but the bottom black is a new ink now.
Yes.
So everything look good.
Yeah.
The top one, the old color look good.
Yeah, so you can see the colors.
Okay.
Alright.
That's it. I hope you enjoyed this video. Visit us at bchtechnologies.com or locally at Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you. Cheers.